next on the 5 o'clock report.
He said nothing. He had a very smug look.
Pride often leads to big financial mistakes.
They don't have a shooter and they don't have a motive.
They invented a new type of cracker as a way to control man's desires.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. We're learning more today about the mass shooting yesterday just north of Chicago that left 7 people dead with 30 others wounded.
I remember hearing shootings and going like, that's all, and then reloading and then again, and people screaming and running. All I thought about is just, you know, getting my daughter to safety, and I ran with her.
Christopher Cavelli with Lake County Major Crime Task Force says of suspect Robert Cremo,
we do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers.
He says the shooter was dressed in women's clothes, probably as a disguise. It took nearly 8 hours to track him down. Kate Rappel tells WISN she watched the shooter's arrest from her car.
He said nothing. He had a very smug look. He seemed to be very calm, cool, and collective. Which is just bizarre.
Charges against the shooting suspect expected this afternoon. New York Governor Kathy Hochul responding to the parade shooting in Illinois.
I think it's about high time we say that we were safer when there was a national assault weapon ban in our nation.
Police say a high-powered rifle was recovered at the scene. 2 Philadelphia police officers are recovering today after they were shot at a 4th of July celebration near the Art Museum.
A Philadelphia police patrol officer suffered a graze wound to the head. A Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad Task Force officer was also shot.
NBC10's Miguel Martinez Valle says they are okay.
Crews here continue taking down the stage, cleaning up the mess left behind by the chaos. We know police, they're still in the area investigating. As of right now, we know they don't have a shooter and they don't have a motive.
Philadelphia's police union is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a suspect. Overseas, a senior Ukrainian official in Sovyansk says that city's been hit by massive shelling. Charles de la Desma reports.
A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province essential to his wartime aims, Moscow's offensive maintains sustained bombardments across urban centers. The mayor of Slovyansk has reported sustained shelling of the city, which had a pre-war population of about 107,000. He's urging residents to take cover in shelters instead of trying to evacuate. The barrage underscores fears that Russian forces are positioning to advance further into Ukraine's Donbass region.
On Capitol Hill, President Biden awarding 4 Vietnam veterans the Medal of Honor today.
The late Staff Sergeant Edward M. Canisero, Specialist 5 Dwight W. Birdwell, to Specialist 5 Dennis M. Fufuji, and to Major John Duffy.
During a White House ceremony, Mr. Biden praised the honorees for acts of heroism.
Time has not diminished their astonishing bravery, their selflessness in putting the lives of others ahead of their own, and the gratitude that we as a nation owe them.
And one Christian legal analyst says it's been a big year for the Supreme Court. Michael Harrington reports.
Nothing trumps the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a decision pro-lifers have been hoping and praying for almost 50 years. But the High Court also continued to dig in against encroachments on religious freedom, voting in favor of a high school football coach who prays after games, against a Maine law that barred religious schools from accessing a state school voucher program, and against the city of Boston for refusing to fly the Christian flag.
Still to come this Tuesday, no charges for officers in Niagara County, past due in Pennsylvania, and a cracker with a popular name.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. There'll be a couple showers and thunderstorms in the area this evening, diminishing overnight as clouds break, low temp 60s. Tomorrow, some leftover patchy morning clouds, maybe a shower or two in a few places, but it'll turn out increasingly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-70s to the lower 80s. On Thursday, some sunshine with high temperatures generally in the lower 80s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for more what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Officers in Niagara Falls will not face charges for a police-involved shooting last month.
2 police officers, Lieutenant Joseph Sibilia and Officer Gregory Paul discharged their service weapons that day, striking Reginald Barnes, 29 years old, of Niagara Falls.
Niagara County DA Brian Seaman says released police body cam video shows Barnes lunging at officers with a knife, stabbing one of them before he was shot.
The grand jury looked at all that evidence and they determined that both Officer Paul and Lieutenant Sibilia were justified in their use of force.
The incident happened on June 3rd. Past due in Pennsylvania, Family Life's Brandon Dixon has more on the budget that's now 5 days late in the Keystone State.
PA lawmakers are expected to return to the Capitol tomorrow to wrap up the spending plan following partisan disputes that have taken several days into the new fiscal year to resolve. The House of Representatives announced Monday its members will reconvene for session on Wednesday afternoon. The Senate is not expected to be in session until Wednesday as well. House Republican spokesman Jason Gottesman said lawmakers anticipate being in a position to complete the legislative process of passing the budget and associated legislation in short order. Besides trying to reach an agreement on a state spending plan and its related bills, lawmakers are discussing how to spend $2.2 billion in federal American Rescue Plan money. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. The investigation continues into what caused a house fire in Buffalo that killed a father and two of his daughters. Crews arrived on the scene to find heavy smoke and flames at the residence. The victims have been identified as 53-year-old Dr. Jonathan Daniels, 23-year-old Jensen Daniels, and 27-year-old Jordan Daniels.
Words cannot capture how big of a loss this is for our community.
The girl's mother, 53-year-old Janisa Givens Daniels, was rushed to the hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. Five firefighters were hurt while battling the blaze, but none of their injuries are serious. Next at 5, we hear from Elmira, New York's Dan Mendel. He's a world-class power lifter. Before that, he served in the military and law enforcement.
Why jump into the realm of politics?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, actually. First of all, my family's always been involved in politics. After I was done with the sheriff's office and my military service, I decided, you know, why not get involved? So I got involved with the Republican committee. The party approached me and wanted to know if I would run for a full 4-year term as a City of Elmira mayor. And at first I said no, because the downtown was basically a dying downtown. The neighborhoods were pretty much run down. But after talking with my wife and my family, I decided, you know what? I've done public service my whole life. Why not?
Well, there's not a lot of mayors anywhere that I can think of who are also world-class power lifters, but that's you, Dan. Tell us how you got into that and why and how you find the time to do both.
Basically, I got started into weightlifting when I was in the Air Force. I had a friend of mine, so we started working out together. He actually played football. So when I got out of the Air Force and started to work for the Sheriff's Department, I became interested in powerlifting, and it was a good way to release stress, and I connected with a gentleman named Mike Gerardina, who took me under his wing and started training me for powerlifting meets. And actually, the first meet I ever did was the New York State Police Olympics back in the early 90s. And from there, I just kind of became, for lack of a better term, became hooked on it, and basically stayed with it for these past 30 years.
And all you need to do is just show people your biceps, and whatever Dan wants, Dan gets, because I've seen those biceps. They're for real. Next year, if you're reelected to a third term, you will have become the second longest serving mayor in Elmira history. That kind of begs the question, what's it take to have that sort of staying power in politics?
Well, one, and especially on a local level, you really have to love your community, and you got to have that dedication, in my opinion. My job, for instance, it doesn't pay much. It pays just over $11,000 a year.
Yeah.
So you've got to really love your community. You have to be able to love people, work with people. I think that's what it takes. And if you have all those elements, then you'll be successful and be able to continue with your career.
That's Public Service 101 with Mayor Dan Mendel, this week's hometown hero, world-class power lifter. Elmira is a tough town. Let's just be honest. You know, the drugs, the crime makes news a lot. But having served as mayor for two terms, what do you want people to know about your city that maybe they don't know when they think about Elmira, New York?
Well, there's a myth out there that Elmira's not safe, and that's not true. Most of our violent crime is almost all of it is basically relegated between rival factions within certain areas within the city. But right now, Elmira is really going through a renaissance. We've basically got a new medical school, LECOM. Our downtown is coming back. We're finding more people live in the downtown area. We have more shops. We have very affordable property, some really nice neighborhoods here throughout the city of Elmira. So it's a great place to live and raise a family. It really is. Cost of living is very reasonable.
Some really beautiful things. A lot of history there in Elmira, New York as well. What's been your greatest accomplishment as mayor so far?
Well, I would have to say definitely turning the ship around on the budget. When I took over, it was almost a $4 million deficit. But after that, we've been pretty much in real good financial shape. We've been doing 0% tax increases the past few years. And also now we've had our audit done, we've got a $5.7 million surplus. So I think being a strong, secure financial shape in the city of Elmira really was one of my biggest accomplishments.
Yeah, I hope people are listening to that 0% tax increase. That's a big one. That's a, you wonder why there's a renaissance. That has a lot to do with it. But, you know, politics is such a dirty word these days. You know, it's a zero-sum game. For me to win, you've got to lose. And it just seems like the partisanship in politics is as bad as it's ever been. And it's really discouraging to a lot of people who may want to get involved in public service. Finally, what would be your advice to people who are looking to serve in politics?
The first thing I say is that you have to work with the other side. And you're absolutely right. This back and forth and people standing their ground and not compromising is getting no one anywhere. It's actually hurting our country. So you got to work together.
That's Elmira Mayor Dan Mandel speaking with Family Life's Bob Price. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
After starting the day sharply lower, the major indexes clawed their way back to end the session mixed today. Commodities and stocks of related companies were down sizably, while tech and growth stocks saw the biggest gains, with Zoom and DocuSign up 8.5% and 6.7% respectively. Oil today down nearly 10% at one point and closed down about $9, just under $100 a barrel. Despite being down more than 700 points early in trading, the Dow finished down only 129 points. The S&P 500 was up 6, and the NASDAQ rose nearly 2%, gaining 194 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Isaiah 2:11 says, "The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be humbled." I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. C.S. Lewis wrote that pride is the great sin because it exalts the self over God. But what does pride have to do with money? Well, pride often leads to big financial mistakes, like buying too much house or too fancy a car. Then, of course, there's just running up a lot of credit card debt. Often folks will say they had no choice, but more likely it's because deep down they feel they deserve a higher lifestyle than God has provided. Don't let pride get between you and God. Pray that He'll give you contentment with His provision and the wisdom to follow His biblical principles for managing money. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Showers and thunderstorms dotting the region today will be departing tonight. Higher pressure builds in with clearing skies tomorrow and some pleasant weather on Thursday. And right now, the early thinking is a nice weekend will follow. In the meantime, there'll be a couple showers and thunderstorms in the area this evening, diminishing overnight as clouds break, low temp 60s. Tomorrow, some leftover patchy morning clouds, maybe a shower or two in a few places, but it'll turn out increasingly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-70s to the lower 80s. On Thursday, some sunshine with high temperatures generally in the lower 80s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, today we celebrate an invention by a lesser-known Reverend Graham. Family Life's Brian Query reports.
There's an old story that a 19th century reverend named Sylvester Graham wanted to help curb the intake of alcohol and invented a new type of cracker as a way to control man's desires. These new crackers were, as such, called Graham crackers, and today we celebrate their invention with National Graham Cracker Day. Reverend Graham believed that a simple vegetarian diet and lifestyle was how God intended human beings to live, and he led one of the first all-vegetarian movements in America. The original Graham crackers were made simply from coarsely ground whole wheat flour, brands and grains, and only a little bit of sweetness. Commercialization has added ingredients like cinnamon, sugar, honey, and chocolate, and because of their versatility, you can use the crackers in a number of recipes, both sweet and savory. The world needs some more holidays like this one. Brian Querrey, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brian. And that's the world we live in this 5th of July. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.